Indonesia President Prabowo Subianto has addressed the nation over the escalating unrest in the country. Protests over economic conditions have spread in recent days, but Mr. Prabowo took issue with some actions that he says amount to treason and terrorism.
Kepada pihak kepolisian dan TNI, saya perintahkan untuk mengambil tindakan yang setegas-tegasnya terhadap segala macam bentuk pengerusakan fasilitas umum, penjarahan terhadap rumah individu ataupun tempat-tempat umum atau sentra-sentra ekonomi sesuai dengan hukum yang berlaku.
The initial protest was sparked by outrage over extra perks and privileges for lawmakers, but the demonstrators ramped up after a delivery driver was run over by a police van trying to disperse protesters. This was followed by arson attacks on a parliament's building and reports of looting on lawmakers' homes. And for more, we're joined by CNA's Chani Bhavani reporting live from Jakarta. Chani, thank you for joining us. Now give us the key points of President Prabowo's address.
Well, that was a press conference straight to the point by Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto. Mr. Prabowo said that police are investigating the mobile brigade officer who hit the 21-year-old ride-hailing driver Afan Kurniawan with an armored vehicle. The very incident, in fact, that triggered outrage nationwide. Now, he said he had instructed so that this investigation be carried out quickly, transparently, and in a way that the public can monitor. So the public can monitor this as well. He said that parliamentary leaders have conveyed to him that they will be taking measures such as revoking the controversial allowances for lawmakers too. Take a listen.
Pencabutan terhadap beberapa kebijakan di DPR RI. Tadi saya sudah sampaikan besaran tunjangan kepada anggota DPR dan moratorium kunjungan kerja luar negeri sudah segera mereka tindaklanjuti.
The president stressed that his administration respects the freedom of expression as enshrined in Indonesia's constitution and international conventions. And he also said that peaceful assembly and expression of aspirations must be respected. Additionally, he cautioned that the state must be present to protect its people and that law enforcement must be carried out if violations threaten public safety.
Now, Chani, there are two trigger points here, the lawmakers' extra privileges and the delivery driver's death. Are the actions taken enough to quell public outrage?
Well, President Prabowo's press conference certainly addressed those points. However, whether it is enough to quell the protests and soothe public outrage will remain to be seen. President Prabowo, in his statement, also said that he would ask the parliamentary leadership to invite members of the public scene, such as community figures, students and other groups, to constructive dialogue. He has urged Indonesians to protect national unity at this time of heightened tensions. And he's also warned against groups looking to provoke and seeking to divide the nation. Now, all of this very much has been a situation that is very dynamic and constantly developing. And so we will be keeping a close watch on the situation on the ground to see how it all evolves.
Many thanks for that update. CNN's Chani Bhavani reporting live from Jakarta.